Rach, as you know, I am very excited about the FIFA World Cup. It started early this morning. You've asked me to please tone down my World Cup excitement a few notches.
I don't think we need to talk about it solid for the next month.
Well, yeah. I think we might need to. I produced a Socceroos supporters song. The Socceroos have their first game against France Saturday night, 8 p.m. Don't miss it. You really did
it's
not
terrible.
Like it.
It's not a good song. Like we've got some great songs that we play on our station, and then you just put this together.
I worked really hard on it, but I thought, okay, fair enough. Let's put it to Instagram. Who's got interest in hearing my World Cup supporters song? 10 minutes ago. Much to my devastation, the no's were leading. Just.
Yes.
I don't know whether that's no trust in my songwriting ability or just a lack of appreciation for the game of soccer. Either way, I did sound desperate and I was a little upset about that. And as a result of that, yes is a winning 60-40,
Rach. The tables have turned.
So guess what?
No.
We're playing the song. Here it is, my Socceroos supporters song.
Jesus.
I'm in love with the Socceroos, scoring goals like legends do. Really solid in defense too. Let's win the World Cup. The kind that with Sundays is cheering for you. Bring on France, Denmark and Peru. Every single game scoring heaps of goals. Let's win the World Cup. Let's win the World Cup. Win the World Cup. Every single game scored heaps of goals. I'm in love with the Socceroos.
Oh, God.
Tell me that's not a banger.
It's terrible.
That's good.
The words are all out. Scoring lots of goals.
You know what? Ricky Martin, eat your heart out. That is a World Cup song.
That's
how you do it.
Now that's done.
If you want me to play that again later on this morning, give us a call on 13 12 16.
No.
I reckon some people would have doubted that would be good and then heard it and gone, actually, that's really good.
No.
If you want me to play it again, 13 12 16. Avia, did you like my World Cup song?
Oh, my gosh, I absolutely loved it.
Yes! Avia! Thank you.
Yeah.
Has it got you pumped up for the Socceroos?
Yes.
All right.
Are you a soccer fan, Avia?
Not really.
Just like the tune.
The song.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? For you, we'll play it again later on this morning.
Oh, geez.
Thank you.
See you, Avia.
Thanks, Avia.
And we're talking what you got stuck in your eye on 13, 12, 16 this morning. Obviously a bit of a gruesome topic.
Yeah, pretty horrible topic, but we still want to know what happened.
A bloke in Germany, a 64-year-old guy, was doing a bit of drunk cooking when the handle of one of these pans, he fell over and he landed on it. It went 4 inches into his eye socket. Fortunately, the doctors have managed to save his eye. But the pictures are just like, no.
Horrible,
not
horrible.
Not good at all. We've got Jackie on the line. What did you get stuck in your eye?
It wasn't me, but it was a child that I used to know. Apparently, they got a door handle stuck in their eye.
What? No.
Do you know how it happened?
I know. He was about 5 or 6, I think, and he was running through the house and just got caught on the door handle and went past.
No, did he?
I don't know much more than that. I think they managed to unhook him, but there was no permanent damage.
Thank God there was no permanent damage.
That sounds horrific. I hope it wasn't one of those like round door handles. I'm guessing it's the pointy one. That's terrible, Jackie.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, no worries. Thanks.
See
ya.
Bye. And we've got Damien on 13, 12, 16. Mate, have you had something stuck in your eye?
It wasn't me. It was when I was 12. The school sent us on Sydney Canberra trip, and we went to Sydney. And one of the guys, when he was sleeping, a tick caught his eye. He got stuck in his eye.
Oh no! What? Does that would that send him blind for sure? Wouldn't it?
I don't know. It's just the teachers had to take him to the hospital, get a tick off his eye.
Oh,
was it on the eyeball?
Yeah. I'm guessing it was. What terrible luck.
God, that would be horrible. God.
Well,
poor
I hope
kid.
He's wherever he is right now. Hopefully, he still can use that eye. That's
yeah. He can still see out the eyes.
Oh, he can. Okay.
God, yeah.
That's amazing. Eyes are amazing, aren't they? They can really just bounce back.
Wow.
Most of the time.
I don't think I'd like to get a tick on my eye.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't be taking.
I don't think it would tickle.
I wouldn't be. Wouldn't be testing it. No. Well
I
played.
Like it,
well played, Damien. See you, mate.
All right, bye.
David's on the line. What did you get stuck in your eye?
Well, a mate of mine, we had these firecrackers in the 70s called a Fortney,
oh.
And it was quarter of a stick of gel ignite. And the wick fell out, and he was blowing, and it blew up.
Oh, my
and
God.
And his eyes came out, and he had to walk home, find his way home by putting his hand on all the fences.
Oh.
And when he got home, his father had to wash his eyes and put them back in.
What? Are you joking me? Is this real?
No, this is real.
Oh, my God.
His nickname
God.
Is Popeye.
Oh, my God.
And he's still to this day, his name's Popeye.
And he got his eyes back in and they worked again?
Yeah, no worries.
Wow, just popped him out.
Well, maybe a couple of worries. A couple of worries along the way. But that's amazing that he was okay after that.
What an
amazing
story.
I thought you had to know about it. He doesn't play with firecrackers anymore, though.
That's probably
imagine.
Wise.
Yeah. That what an amazing story.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just walking home
with
knowing
no
your
eyes.
Eye hanging out. Was it hanging
when
out?
When your eyes come out, you go blind. You can't see.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And he had to find his way home on the fences.
Wow, thank God he found his way home.
That's crazy.
That is such a crazy story.
Oh, man.
I thought it was funny.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Popeye, I mean, good nickname.
Yeah, perfect nickname. David, thanks for your call, mate.
Thank you.
No worries, mate. See ya.
What's happening, Avia?
Hello.
Did you get something stuck in your eye?
Yes, I did.
What was it?
What happened?
A lot of sand.
Oh no. Ouch. Yes. How did that happen?
So I was playing in the sand pit, and then all of a sudden a really big, like, flow of wind came.
Oh, yeah.
And the sand flushed into my eyes.
Oh, you know, sand is so painful as well, because it's a bit hard to get out, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I go to the beach, sometimes I'm shaking off sand for days. So, yeah, not fun in the eye.
Yeah.
I hope you're all right now.
Yeah, I am.
That's good. Good.
Well, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
We've got Jessica on the line. What did you get stuck in your eye?
Well, it wasn't me, but I actually have I know two people that got something stuck in their eye.
Oh, dear.
Why did we do this topic?
My uncle was the first one. He was playing darts with my dad, and the dart rebounded off the wire in between the... two parts and rebounded and went straight into his eye.
No.
That's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, he pulled it out and his eye was fine.
Oh, what? He pulled it out.
And the second one was my partner. He was about 5 or 4 and he was playing with a wood carving knife and he pulled it back out of the wood. It flung back into his eye.
Right, that's it. I'm never leaving the house and I'm wrapping myself in bubble wrap.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm wearing goggles everywhere.
He didn't save it.
Oh, he didn't.
He didn't save the eye, no.
Oh,
no.
Bummer.
So does he wear a prosthetic eye now?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow, that's crazy. Poor thing.
Yeah, that's terrible. What a shocker. Wow, geez, there's been some bad luck around you, Jessica.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wear goggles if you're friends with Jessica. Warning.
Pretty much.
Thanks for your call, Jessica.
Thanks, Jess.
No problem. Bye.
This Saturday, the Northern Beaches Bowls Club is powerhouse eviction night, a Muay Thai fighting night, and we have one of the young fighters in the studio with us right now. He's just 17 years old, Bailey Pace from St. Pat's. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No, you're right.
Now, 17 years old, how long have you been fighting for?
About 4 years.
About 4 years. You must have never been bullied before.
No,
you
I
could
have. Yeah.
Kick, you, oh, is that why you took it up? Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah. But not anymore, though.
No.
No,
I wouldn't be messing with you if you're doing all of this.
Mm. Well, because obviously, you know, you're 17 years old, so you're quite a slender guy. You don't look particularly intimidating, but, I mean... Looks can be deceiving, can't they?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to use your moves on people, like they've been annoying you?
Not outside the ring, no.
Okay, good.
Well, I think once people know that you're doing it and you're going to fight nights like the one that's happening on Saturday, how crazy would you have to be to pick a fight with Bailey Pace? You'd have to be pretty stupid, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. Now, tell me a little bit about Muay Thai.
It's okay. She's just learning.
I'm just learning. Is it like, is it contact? So are you getting like punched in the face and stuff?
Yes, we do. We get punched and kicked and kneed and elbowed.
Oh my God. Have you ever like gotten a bruise on your face and
a lot of
bleeding?
People do, but I haven't yet.
Oh. So what do you think was going to happen at a fight night though, Rach? Just a couple of high fives.
I don't know. Yeah. You just look so young. I'm like, what did your mum say when you come home with like a bloody lip or something?
Oh, she doesn't like it too
much. Doesn't she?
No.
Yeah.
Did she wish you'd stop?
No, she likes me doing it, but...
Well, I think it's obviously a very physical activity. You keep you fit.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Have you ever played any other sport? Or?
Yeah, I played a couple.
Yeah?
It helps me out through there. It gives me fitness and whatnot.
What other sports?
Basketball, and I've done a bit of touch in the past. Yeah,
the ref wouldn't want to mess with you. He gives you a penalty to the other guy. It's like, are you sure about that? So tell us about this fight night on Saturday. There's a bunch of fights happening, isn't there?
Yeah, there's about 14 fights. 14 fights on the card.
Yeah.
And there's people from all around Queensland coming to it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, any of your mates from St. Pat's going to come along and cheer you on?
There's a couple, yeah.
Yeah, nice one.
Get a cheer squad.
Yeah. Do you know much about the guy you're fighting?
Yes, I've fought him before. He comes from Cairns.
Right.
He's a bit older than me, but yeah, no, it's all good.
Did you beat him last time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Dusted him up. He must be shaking in his boots.
Well. Yeah. That's good.
All right, well, this is the big night, Powerhouse Eviction Saturday, the Northern Beaches Bowls Club. When you're there, make sure you watch young Bailey Pace. He's the favourite for the fight, that's fair to say.
Yeah.
You beat him last time.
He's our favourite anyway.
Muay Thai action. Bailey, best of luck on the night, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.